morning.
早上好。
Do you mind if we read it one time in English? Would that be okay?
我们要再把经文用英文念一遍。
Which one do I hit? Is it the top one? Oh, yeah, okay. Let's read it together. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide
is the gate,
and broad is the road that leads to
destruction.
And many enter through it,
but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit,
and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear
good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. There we go. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. Yeah, well, this is one of those sobering passages in the New Testament.
这段的经文是在新约里面发人深省的一段经文。
And I remember, so I've been a Christian for 41 years.
我跟随主已经有41年了。
And actually, I would say I was a believer initially, and later I learned to respond to the call to follow him.
起初我是信他，后来我回应他对我的呼召。
And I like those two because when you're first getting new life, you're first born again, you may not understand what it means to actually respond to the call to follow.
我这里稍微做一点区分，就是你刚刚你重生得救的时候，或许你还不很清楚神对我们的呼召是一个什么样的呼召。
That's why I emphasize that. And I find that a lot of people, I don't know, we might need new batteries, guys, because I've got a lot of slot. So this will be pretty, yeah, you want to try that. I know a lot of us, we learn to love the writings of Paul, and we like to look at a lot of doctrine from other parts beyond the Gospels.
我知道我们很多人我们当中很多人我们也喜欢读保罗的书信，我们也从其他的从福音书以外我们了解许多圣经的真道。
Okay, so I'm sorry, I need to apologize to this because I was hitting the wrong button. So, okay.
对不起，我刚才是按错键，不是没有电池。
Sorry for my critical attitude. Okay. So,Yeah, you know, I think it's important. I don't know if you're uncomfortable when you see passages like this because they kind of threaten maybe our theological systems.
我不知道你们读了刚才这样的一段经文会不会心里有点不安，因为很多时候它对我们的一些我们自己的相信呢是有一点挑战。
Oh, here we go. Good. Yeah. So I don't know what stands out to you when you hearthis particular text that we looked at today.
我不知道你们读完了这段经文以后有什么东西特别抓住你的注意力。
You know, when I read the Bible, unlike many of you, I read it daily.
我想我跟你们很多人一样每天读经。
I try not to read it from some kind of sophisticated, educated position, but I try to just approach it freshly, like for the first time.
我并不要想把它读经变成很复杂，好像要受到一种特别的教育，但是我就是很 用一个很直接了当的方式去。
I mean, it's wonderful if you have a deep knowledge of the background, the history, the culture, but if you lose the childlike, that childlike posture, then sometimes I think that the word doesn't hit you in the same way.
去了解一些圣经里面的背景或者知识是很重要的，但是如果你没有一个像一个孩童一样的心，单纯的来追求，你会就失去很多。
So it's really important to, I think, cultivate that humble, childlike heart that says, I'm willing to listen again, maybe like the first time, so that I can receive what God has for me.
因为我们像孩童一样谦卑我们自己，当我们读圣经的时候，好像我们第一次读这一段圣经的话一样。
And so what hits me is like some of the people who heard Jesus back in the first century. Wow.When I hear that text, it's like no man has ever taught like this.
而且我们知道，在第一个世纪，当耶稣这样教导人的时候，很多人听到了，他们的反应也是，哇，从来没有这样的人，从来没有人这样教导我们。
There's a lot in those verses, chapter what is it, 7 all the way from 13 to 23. There's so much there that a teacher could talk about.
这个从马太福音的五章到七节里面有那么多的，有这么多宝贵的经文，我们可以用来教导。
As you look at this, who you know, one of the first questions you have to ask is, well, wait a second, who is the audience? Who is listening to Jesus say these things?
当你读这段经文的时候，你第一个问题可能是谁是那些听众？
I don't know, you think about that, because you have to ask those kind of questions when you are encountering verses that are so powerful like this, you know, like, wait a second, who's the audience?
当我们看这样的一个非常强有力的这一段教训的时候，我们需要了解到底耶稣是在跟谁说。
Well, the only way to answer that question is you have to go back to the very beginning of this thing called the Sermon on the Mount.
我们必须要回到这一整段经文的开头，就是我们称作登山宝训。
And maybe we can find a clue there in the opening passages when Jesus starts to teach what we call the Sermon on the Mount.
当我们回到这一段登山宝训的经文的起头的时候，我们可以找到其中的答案。
Maybe we'll find this from chapter 5 where it begins, when Jesus saw the crowds,He went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them.
马太福音的五章一到二节说，耶稣看见坐许多的人，就上了山，自己坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们。
So now we have an answer.
现在我们找到答案了。
He's talking to his disciples.
他在对他的门徒说话。
Who are sitting together with a crowd of probably would-be disciples.
然后门徒旁边还有一大群人，他们当中的很多人会要成为，想要成为门徒。
That's really important because as we continue to try to interpret this passage, it's important we understand, okay, it's his own close, loyal followers and others who are interested, open, who would-be followers.
所以这里很重要，我们需要了解耶稣的教训是对着门徒和那些对他的教训非常有兴趣，想要跟随他的人所说的。
As we look at these two verses, we're going to see a connection.
我们看这两段经文的时候，我们可以看到当中有个关联。
And it may feel, as you reach chapter 7, verse 13, it may feel a little bit abrupt. I don't know, do you know that word? A little abrupt when he suddenly says, enter through the narrow gate.
所以当我们从读经文读到第七章的时候，这里你突然会感到一个很突然的，他怎么会讲到说要进去
？Yeah, I mean those are pretty significant words. Enter through this way.
这是一个很重要的话，说你们要进这个门。
Enter what?
我们到底要进什么？进入什么样的门呢
？You ever ask those questions when you're reading the Bible together with other people?
那问题可能就是说你要了解是要进去到哪里，当我们在读这段经文的时候。
I've been in many Bible studies in my 40 years as a Christ follower. Some people will just presume that Jesus is talking about, well, enter heaven.
在我做基督徒的40年里，很多时候我了解很多基督徒他们简单的就认为说就是要进天堂啊。
Is that what he's talking about?
是不是耶稣在说进天堂呢？
Because if you grow up in most evangelical cultures, people will just assume we're talking about going to heaven.
我们在福音派基督徒里面，我们常常就讨论进天国。
But maybe it's not as clear as you think.
但是可能不是你所想的这么简单。
Yeah, I think we see throughout this passage, if you read the entire Sermon on the Mount, you will see the kingdom of heaven.
当你读完整个登山宝训的时候，你会注意到天国。
Yeah, this kingdom is the emphasis, not so much heaven, but the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God.
所以这个天国它所强调的就是一个国度，神的国度的概念。
Yeah, so this entering in through these gates, entering in through this road is about a new life, a different kind of life. Jesus is talking about a life in different kingdom.
所以这里说的要进门要走这个路，目的是要我们进到这个国度，这个我们所不知道的国度。
Let me prove it to you.
我要证明给你看。
Chapter 5 verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
在第五章的第三节就说了，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Okay, verse 5, meek, they will inherit the earth.
第五节说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Okay, so here we have a connection. This is very important. There's a kingdom that has a relationship to what's happening on earth.
所以这里我们需要注意到，在这个国度里面，它跟地上所发生的事情是有关联的。
Those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第十节就说了，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And as we continue to make our way through the Sermon on the Mount, we come to that most famous passage in chapter 6, what we call the Lord's Prayer.
那我们再继续往下读下去，在登山宝训我们就看到那段非常著名的经文，我们称它做主祷文。
And at the beginning of that important prayer, we see this expression, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, here it is again, on earth, as in heaven. Sorry.
在这个主祷文的快结尾的时候，我们注意到这一段重要的经文说到，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This kingdom is wedded to the earth.
这个国度跟地是发生关系的。
How many of you pray that prayer often, the Lord's Prayer?
你们是否常常也祷告这个主祷文这样的祷告呢？
I probably pray it one or two times a day, but sometimes we just don't even think about what we're saying. Yeah.
有时候可能我们一天祷告的主祷文一两次，我们都不知道这里面在到底说什么。
Will be done. Your kingdom come to full expression on earth.
这里说到你的旨意完全的行在地上，就像在天上一样。
Teaching them about the new kingdom, the domain of God, the reign of God on earth as in heaven.
这里讲到这个国度是神的国度，是神掌管的国度，它在地上如同在天上。
And this we see Jesus, no matter which gospel you are looking at, Mark, Luke, Matthew, John, doesn't matter, you'll see him completely absorbed in teaching about the kingdom.
所以无论你看哪一卷四福音书里面哪一卷，你都注意到耶稣一直教导这个国度。
As I thought about this, I thought about that verse in the Gospel of John where Jesus has this wonderful conversation with a man, a Jewish leader named Nicodemus.
我们记得在约翰福音里面，耶稣跟有一个尼姆他们发生了一段对话。
And he says in this conversation, the same phrase, the same wording, he focuses on entering the kingdom of God.
在那段对话里，他用同样的字眼告诉尼哥底母，重要的是要进入到神的国里。
And I think it's so just interesting. Here he is talking about one of the leading scholars, one of the leading like a guy that has a seminary education. He's a leader among his people. And Jesus wants to talk about that. He wants to talk about entering this kingdom of God.
在那个时代里面，尼哥底母就好像今天一个神学院的教授一样，但是主耶稣要跟他讨论就是进神的国。
So, did we give you enough background to convince you that this is the focus about who he's talking about and what Jesus is talking about?
我希望我们已经讨论了这个背景，这个在这一段是耶稣在跟谁说话，他们在耶稣是要教导什么。
Still not convinced?
如果你还有疑问，
We see Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
我们就来看一下马太福音五章二十节。
And he says, Jesus is speaking, he says, I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Yeah. Now, that's so interesting because these religious leaders, they spend every day doing Bible study.
这些宗教领袖他们常常读旧约。
So that's a wake-up call, for, I think, for a lot of people because many people probably in this church, they love God's Word. They love to read the Bible. They love to study the Bible. They want to grow in their knowledge of the Bible.
这对我们也是一个提醒。我相信在教会里面，我们都喜欢读圣经，都想在关于神的知识上更加长进。
But Jesus is saying something about their righteousness was inadequate.
但是耶稣在这里说，法利赛人他们的义是不足够的。
It's kind of a righteousness that informs you but doesn't change you.
这种的义只是使我们知道有知识，但是没有改变我们。
It's not a practical righteousness that blesses other people.
这是一个不是一个在实践中的义，能够给别人带来祝福的。
Let's continue in today's text. How can we enter this kingdom?
我们来继续看今天的经文，我们怎么样能够进这个神的国？
We see the answer in verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate.
十三节提到说要进窄门。
What is this narrow gate that we must enter through?
那么到底什么是窄门，而且我们必须要进这个窄门呢？
I think you all know the Sunday school answer to this question.
Yeah. 我想在主日学有这个问题的回答。
Apparently, this gate and this way is not so easy to enter.
实际上这个门或者这个路并不是这么容易进去，这么走，容易走的。
Let's find out.Why it can be challenging to enter this way.
我们要来看一下为什么会有这个挑战性。
Jesus says it in this manner. Broad is the road that leads to destruction and many will enter through it.
耶稣说另有一个门，那门是宽大的，是宽的，路是大的，进去人也多，但是通向灭亡。
Big gate, big road, lot of people, lot of traffic on that way.
很宽的门，很大的路，好多人在上面走。
But, he says verse 14, small is the gate, narrow the road that, look at this, leads to life.
但主说，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的。
So I guess what's challenging is that because there's another gate that is wide,another road that is so broad leading in the wrong direction with so many people going in that direction and leading to their destruction and so many are entering through that way that it makes it challenging.
所以这里的有一个挑战就是有另外一个门，有另外一条路，是宽的，是大的，有很多人在上面走，又通向灭亡。
Yeah. So if this warning was not for you and I,then I wonder, some people would say, you know, this is not for us, this is for people who didn't believe Jesus yet. But that makes me ask another question. Why is he giving his disciples this same warning?
这明显是一个警告，有些人会说，这个警告就是给那些不信的人听的。但是我们要问这个问题，那耶稣为什么要在这里提到这个警告呢，给他的门徒。
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, be careful, even though maybe you're not going to enter or be confronted with this problem, but be careful anyway. It would be kind of ridiculous for him to warn in that way.
耶稣是不是说哦，你们要小心，不过呢，其实你是不会遇到什么问题的，听听就好。
Watch out, that way is the wrong way, it's a broad way, it leads to death, it leads to destruction, but oh, don't worry about it, you're saved.
耶稣是否大声说，你们要小心，这里有一条宽大的门，宽大的路，通向灭亡，但是你们听过就好了，没关系。
I don't think so.
我想不是这样的。
I think he's giving the warning because it applies to everyone that is listening to him.
我想在这里耶稣给的警告是对听这话的每个人是有关系的。
There are many entering through a wide gate, a broad road. Maybe they don't know it, because small is the gate, narrow the road that leads to life.
许多的人不知不觉，他们就走在进了宽门，走在大路上，但是通向永生的路却是永生的门就是窄的，路却是小的。
So, how many of you have to drive in bad traffic here in Kansas City?
你们有没有人在那个交通拥挤的时候开过车？
And the older I get now, I turned 65 yesterday, and so I like to drive less and less.
昨天我已经到65岁了，我现在越来越少开车了。
And I really hate to drive during rush hour traffic.
在高峰期间，我更是不想要开车。
Do you know what I mean?
我想你们明白的。
And Kansas City is not bad compared to some of the other major cities in our country, right?
Kansas City 在这个我们许多大城市里根本不算最糟的交通状况。
But the image that comes to my mind is you're on this big highway, there's about four or five lanes, and you need to get off on your exit, but trying to get over from the left lane to the right lane to exit is like, whoa, so hard.
我想你们可以想象到在高峰期间在这个 highway 有四到五道的情况下你想要从最左边打到最右边去出口很难很难。
You have to fight, you have to look, you gotta look again, you gotta go slowly, wait for your opening. I think it's kind of like what Jesus is saying. If you're on that broad way, that if you want to find and enter that exit, that way, it won't be easy.
所以我想你有这个经验你会要很注目的看并且要赶快的找到空档好从出口出去。我想耶稣也是这个意思如果你在那个宽大路上走的话要赶快找一个出口下去。
Or have you been in one of the train stations in China or Hong Kong and there's literally thousands of people walking in the same direction and you're trying to find where you go next and you realize you're decision too late and you're trying to move yourself and your luggage over to the right place and it's not easy.
我想如果是在中国或者香港你在拥挤的火车站你要看一边看着路标你要跟这些拥挤的人群你要找到你去的地方又拉着行李箱真的好不容易。
What makes it so difficult? Well, there's such a flow of so many people going in one direction.
比较困难的就是因为已经有一个人流人潮在往一个方向走。
And so, on top of that, of course, people are busy and sometimes they're distracted in life or they're coveting things that will hurt them. All these things also make it challenging.
另外有一个重要的事情就是我们常常太忙碌我们也不专心或者是我们在羡慕追求一些不重要的东西。
So what about this small, narrow gate that some of us want to enter through.
那么到底这个窄门小路我们很多人想要走的那到底是怎么样的呢?
Notice, we talk about a point in time, but Jesus often talks about a journey and a destination, a way of life.
所以我们常常关注某一个时刻但是耶稣在这里讲到的是一个旅程。
So, here's what I've decided after following him so many years that I used to talk about a prayer, a sinner's prayer, and a point in time where I was saved. And the more I kept reading the Bible, the less I stopped talking that way.
刚刚开始教导的时候我会跟人提到认罪的祷告在人生的某一个时刻你做了这个决定你就得救了。但是我跟随主越多以后我就很少再讲这个了。
Why? Because I keep seeing the influence and the expressions in the New Testament, especially through the teachings of Jesus and Paul, and they talk more about a way of life.
为什么呢？是因为我当我对新约有更多的去读它、了解它的时候，我们就看到，无论是耶稣还是保罗，都教导这是一个旅程，这是一个生命。
So what, or maybe we should ask, who is the narrow gate or the narrow path?
或者我们可以问，到底谁是那个窄门，谁是那个小路？
And the Sunday school answer, Jesus, of course, right? Yeah, he's the one who said, "I am the way."
如果你记得主日学的教材的话，答案就是耶稣，因为耶稣说，我就是道路。
Right, and he's the one also in the same Gospel of John said in chapter 10, "I am the gate."
在约翰福音第十章，主耶稣也说，我是门。
Yeah, whoever enters through me will be saved.
我是羊的门，对不起。
It's okay. You're doing wonderful. That's just the second part of verse 9. Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
I got it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. 我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救。
Here's what stands out to me. Yeah. Whoever enters through me is saved? No. Whoever enters through me will be saved.
这里突出的一点是讲到，凡从我进来的必然得救。
There's a huge difference between the way we take that verb be, you know. He will be saved or he is saved. Many of us will read it as he is saved, she is saved. But it says very clearly here, whoever enters through me, once again talking about this journey, will be saved.
所以在这里中文没有这个时态，这里讲到的是在将来的某一个时刻，传从主耶稣进来的必然会得救。
And that's why Matthew also talks about entering into a life under Christ in his kingdom.
所以马太福音也讲到我们要进入这个永生，进入他的国度。
Unfortunately, it seems that only a few, by comparison, are able to find that gate or find that way.
但是糟糕的是只有很少一些人找到了这个门和这个路。
That way leads to where I want to go. It leads to a better life, a new life, eternal life.
那个路才是通向更美好的生命，通向永生的。
Yeah. So not a destination, but a way, a journey, a better life, a new kind of life.
不是只是一个目的地，而是更说到一个旅程，一段路程。
And so I, by God's grace, entered into that new way of life.
靠着神的恩典，我已经进入了那个新的生命。
And we shouldn't forget that some people are having a hard time when we share about this new way, this better way, this narrow way. To the other way, it's so much smaller and narrower.
我们应该记得的是，当我们告诉别人这个时候，很多人觉得有点难，因为这是一个窄路，跟宽路比起来难多了。
And complicating our journey into this new way of life are things like wolves that Jesus wants to warn us about.
并且当我们走在这个旅程上的时候，还有一些其他的困难，比如耶稣这里提到过狼。
And of course he's talking here about false prophets, both true and false prophets.
耶稣所说的狼乃是说到假教师。
He says you got to watch out, be careful.
耶稣说你们要小心。
Right, and I won't read it because we already read it, but he says you really need to wake up, have your eyes open, be careful, watch out, there are wolves out there.
所以耶稣在这里说要警醒，要睁大眼睛，注意那些狼假先知。
He's talking, remember now, he's talking to disciples and people who are open and would be disciples.
请记得这些教训是给门徒和想要做门徒的人听的。
And Jesus says, hey, heads up, wake up, be careful, watch out, they are out there, false prophets.
所以耶稣说你们要警醒，要小心，要注意，他们就在那，狼就在那里。
And those kind of prophets, they like to talk about themselves, they care about their different gospel, about how you can always be healthy and live like a king. It's a different gospel.
你要注意那些假先知，他们常常喜欢讲他们自己，或者讲说 你可以有个方法生活的像国王一样又富足又健康。
Yeah, he says, be careful. They're out there. They have a different message. They have a different motivation, and they can actually make your life terrible. Yeah.
请注意到他们讲传讲这些是另外一个福音，他们的目的是另有目的。
They learn how to sell a product. The product is their different gospel, a gospel that they want to hear. So they know how to work people. They know how to sell a product to create interest and to build a following so that they become more and more influential.
他们就好像一个销售员，他们的产品就是他们的这个另类的福音。他们知道人家想要听什么，他就尽量的抓住你的注意力，把你往这个方向引过来。
Excellent, good interpreter, huh? Funny,
靠主恩典，靠主恩典。Okay.
So they're not easy for everyone to recognize.
并不是很容易马上认出这些人来。
Because they look like, they sound like sometimes if you don't have a lot of discernment, 分辨的能力, if you don't have enough discernment, they sometimes look like, sound like.Many of us who are learning to follow Jesus.
如果你缺乏分辨能力的话，你会觉得他们跟我们没什么不同，也都是想要跟随主耶稣的。
But make no mistake, Jesus says it's a real risk. It's a real danger. Be careful. It's they're wolves.
但是耶稣在这里警告我们，他们是确实的危险，他们是狼。
Yeah, and if you don't believe Jesus says, just look at their life. Consider their fruit.
耶稣说。那你只要凭着果子就能认出他们来。
By their fruit, you will recognize them.
凭着那果子，也是说你可以认出他们来。
Because all of us are, in some ways, we're like trees. We, all of us are like trees.
从某种程度来说，我们每个人都可以被比方成一棵树。
Yeah, some of us, we bear good fruit. Some of us, we bear bad fruit.
有一些我们是结好果子，有一些结的是坏果子。
Of course, fruit is talking about the kind of life you now live.
果子在这里指的是你所活出来的生命。
Jesus says, if you are a good fruit, you cannot help but bear good fruit.
耶稣说你要是一个好树的话，你自然而然要结好果子。
Yeah, you will discover suddenly you love people and you want to serve other people.
你会对人有那个爱心，你愿意服侍别人。
You approach the way you live your day-to-day life.Very differently. Suddenly you have time for things that are on God's heart.
所以你每天的生活你有个不同的态度，你会愿意更过一个合主心意的生活。
You care about how the Spirit of God is moving you and guiding you. Suddenly your life is completely different.
你会注意到圣灵怎么来引领你，怎么来感动你，你的人生有不同的方向了。
And then people around you say, man, you're different.
你周围的人都会说，哎，你这个人不一样了。
I mean, you didn't used to be patient and gentle and kind, and we see all of the fruit of the Spirit begin to manifest.
他们会说你，我们也看到圣灵的果子，很多很多温柔忍耐，这些都会显出来。
But Jesus says bad trees cannot produce fruit like that.
但耶稣说坏树结不出这些果子来。
So if after God is working with you and you know,helping you to get the gospel, helping you to receive new life, if there is no good fruit after he's patiently working with you, then Jesus adds this comment.
如果当神在你的心里面已经动了工，并且他很耐心的培植做了很多工以后，
He says those kinds of trees that bear no good fruit are eventually they're cut down and thrown into the fire.
在耶稣在这里严重的警告说，不结好果子的树要被砍下来丢在火里。
Okay, now we're not going to go into great detail about what this represents right now, but it doesn't sound good.
我不想要讲更多细节，不过你知道，这绝对不是好消息。
And they're going to be cut down because actually they're doing no good for anyone.
树被砍下来，因为它没有尽到什么功用。
So does that mean they're going to be thrown into hell?
是不是表示说他们会被扔到地狱里去呢？
It could mean that. There's another possible meaning as well. There's actually, and when Jesus gives out truths like this, sometimes there's several meanings.
有可能是这样，但我们要知道，有时候主所说的比方里面，有可能有很多种不同的解释。
But as I contemplated what Jesus was saying, this verse came to my mind from Hebrews.
那我在思想这一段经文的时候，我就想到在希伯来书有另外一段经文。
And it says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received knowledge of the truth, well, no sacrifice, sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.
这就是希伯来书第十章二十六、二十七节说，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了，唯有站静等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
So it sounds like that the future for people like that who ignore what God is doing in their life, eventually fire can be expected, right? They're going to encounter some kind of fire.
那这里我们看到好像对于这些人他们的归宿里面，这里提到有火等着他们。
Of course, what does the fire represent? That's another matter altogether. Yeah.
如果我们要讨论火预表什么，那又是另外一个话题。
Yeah. Jesus, actually, this is from John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said something very similar, and we see it recorded in Matthew's Gospel.
现在这段话是施洗约翰说的，是在马太福音第三章十十一节。
But it's a very similar kind of language where He says the axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be, oh, cut down, and there it is again, thrown into the fire.
在这里提到一个类似的比方，说施洗约翰说，现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
Yeah. And this reminds me of some of the same words that Jesus used when he was talking to the 12 in John chapter 15 about branches cut off, thrown into the fire. Same language once again, it's kind of a prophetical language.
所以这和耶稣在约翰福音15章教导12个门徒所说的不结好果子的枝子不结果子的枝子就剪下来。
In verse 11, the second part of that verse, it's interesting. The Baptist is saying,I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. Here's the main point. This one, talking about the Messiah, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
在十一节里面有一段更深，施洗约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，这是基督的工作。
Even this is not altogether clear. Is he saying that people even like us will experience both a baptism of the Spirit and a baptism of fire?
那你是否会常常听到说这个灵的洗跟火的洗呢？
Or he's talking about some will experience a baptism of the Spirit and others will experience a baptism of fire. It's not altogether clear.
或者是不是施洗约翰说有些人他们要受圣灵的洗，有些人要受火的洗，这我们不是很肯定。
Yeah. What we do see throughout other places in the New Testament is that God loves his people enough that if they continually disobey and ignore him, that sometimes he does baptize them with fire in the sense of purging them. He allows them to go through fiery trials in order to perfect us.
所以我们在别处的圣经里我们知道，如果是我们继续的悖逆，我们故意的违背真道，那么神有的时候要用火来炼净我们，他要用火来有些火的试炼会临到我们，好叫我们回转。
So he gives us this picture of the Messiah. He says his winnowing fork is in his hand.And he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn, and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
十二节，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
So I don't know about you, but it sounds like some people will experience both a baptism of spirit and fire, and then other people who just...their whole life, they ignore the gospel of God, who ignore the prompting of the Holy Spirit, they will see a judgment that involves fire of some kind. Yeah.
所以在这里好像主是说有一些人他们是经历圣灵的洗也经历火的洗但另外有些人他们整个的一生当中都完全不注意神的命令他们一直悖逆所以在他们的结局里面好像有这个火的 审判
Yeah, thank you brother. Very good. Yeah. So he says be careful not only with false prophets but he goes on to explain be careful about what people say their profession.
所以在耶稣继续说到不但要注意叫假先知还有我们要想到我们的承认跟相信也有真的和假的
It reminds me of good Chinese parents. They love their kids enough, well, they will warn them. Right? Yeah.
这就像我们都知道的中国人的父母他们常常会警告他们的小孩子
And I think sometimes that the Asian parents do this part better than the Western parents. When you are willing to speak directly like that,And because you love them, it can be very powerful. It can be hard to hear, but it can be very powerful and very necessary.
在亚洲的文化里，父母亲常常警戒小孩子，听上去很不舒服，但是对他们有益处。
Yeah, and so we're going to close today's passage with this last couple of verses from Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven."
最后，我们要来看这一段经文的。结尾这一段耶稣说不是每一个称呼我主啊主啊的人都能够进入天国
But only this is so interesting but only the one who does the will of my father who is in heaven
唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去
很棒 Yeah So what do you think when you hear that? It sounds to me that this is so important to God that you hear and respond to his will
你看到这段经文你有什么你想到什么这里强调说我们听到并且我们要有正确的回应神的旨意
我们不能欺骗神 right you cannot fool God come on he's God he knows so he's never impressed with just what you say or I say
we should not try to deceive the Holy Spirit 所以我们没有办法来欺骗神
yeah yeah many will say to me hey Lord LordBut Jesus will not be impressed.
很多人就会称呼说主啊主啊但是主好像无动于衷。
Yeah. And you can even do God's work and sometimes the Spirit of God will use you to do God's work and you don't even really know Him and you don't even communicate with Him or care about His will. This is what Jesus is talking about.
所以我们有一些人呢会是在这里他们好像在做甚至在做 主的工但是他们根本不与主沟通他们也不在乎神的旨意
A good picture of that is recently as I was coming through my read the Bible in a year plan I came across this week the life of Saul the first king of Israel
在我这个整年的读经计划里我现在读到这段圣经是读的圣经是有关扫罗王
It's very sobering because he starts off well but very soon we find out that he doesn't really love God doesn't really know God doesn't really want to walk with God or respond to GodAnd so he just keeps going downhill.
是非常发人深省的因为他开头的时候是很好但是他不是真的爱神他也不是真听神的话他也对神没有正确的回应。
But we see that even the Spirit of God came on him and he was able to prophesy and we were able to see manifestations of God's presence on him. But we see later that he went on the path of destruction.
我知道扫罗曾经圣灵也站着他主的灵也站在他身上他能够说预言他好像有蛮有神的同在但是接下去他就偏离了正路最后通向灭亡
Or think about Judas he was able to cast out demons he was able to follow Judas Iscariot I'm talking about he was able to do all these amazing things and that we find out at the end that he really didn't ever really have that heart that desire to know God to obey his will he never had that
我们知道卖主的犹大他也曾可以他也曾经把鬼赶出去但是他没有真的愿意遵行神的旨意但是他不愿意真的认识神
So it does happen maybe we don't want to admit it but it does happen we see it in every culture any place where the gospel is preached and God's people are gathering together we see both good fruit and we see bad fruit
有时候我们不想说但是很明显的无论在哪一个文化无论在哪一个环境里面 当主的道道被传讲出来的时候，在跟随他里面，我们看到有结好果子的，也有结坏果子的。
So Jesus says, "Don't be gullible."
耶稣说：“你们不要轻信。”
Oh, that's okay. 轻信 huh? Okay, I like that. I need to learn that phrase. Yeah, don't be gullible. Don't believe everything you hear.
不要听到什么都相信。
For some are actually false disciples with a false profession.
有一些人他们不是真的门徒，他们的承认相信也是虚假的。
And they maybe go to church often. It's possible.
他们甚至可能是常常固定去教会的。
And they may have learned how to talk like we talk.
他们也知道怎么样像我们一样用这些术语。
And they might be able to really attract a lot of attention when they pray, Oh Lord, Lord! And they love to get the attention from their prayer.
当他们大声祷告说主啊主啊的时候也很引人注目。
And if you're not discerning, maybe you will think, oh, that's the Spirit of God.
如果你不分辨的话你以为这也是圣灵在他们身上。
It's possible that they can even prophesy at times in Jesus' name.
甚至他们可能奉主的名说些预言。
And it's possible that God even chooses in His mysterious ways to use people like that on occasion.
但神在他我们奥秘的旨意里面，有时候神还用这样的人来成就他的旨意。
They can even cast out demons, it says.
他们甚至能赶鬼，耶稣说。
We see examples like that in 使徒行传的第十 what is that 十九章 with a guy named Sceva, the sons of Sceva. Yeah.
我们在使徒行传的十九章读到。这些施基瓦的儿子。
Yeah, or they can perform miracles. We see that with Simon in Acts chapter 8. It's possible.
也有能够行异能的。这个在使徒行传的第八章我们读到一位西门。
And if you're not wise, and if you're not discerning, you will conclude, oh, surely these must be believers. These must be disciples.
如果我们不够有智慧，我们没有分辨，我们讲说，哦，他们也是信徒。
And the answer is not necessarily.
但真实的情况不是这样。
I love that phrase in Chinese. 不一定 right? 不一定。Yeah. You got to pay attention. Yeah. You have to be discerning as you grow in Christ. Yeah.
所以我们用中文说就是不一定，所以你必须要分辨。
There are going to be people who when they encounter God at the judgment, he's going to be honest with them and he's going to say, really, you never knew me. Yeah. We didn't know each other. You didn't know me. You didn't want to know me.And I don't know you. Yeah.
所以有些人起初他们可能与神相遇，但至终耶稣就跟他们说，你们也不认识我，我也不认识你们，你们并不想要认识我。
And you went through your whole life and you didn't really want to know me, so guess what? You can spend your future apart from me.
如果在你的一生中你都没有任何时候想来认识我的话，那么在永远里面你们就离开我吧。
You didn't desire my company, you didn't desire my word, my fellowship, you didn't desire any of these good things that I brought, so that's okay, you have your way, apart, go from me. That's alright, go.
你根本不在乎与主有交通，你也根本不在乎与主有主的话，主的同在，那么在这个时候，你们就走开吧。
Yeah. I mean, God is the most patient being in the entire universe.
神是最有耐心的。
So if he makes a judgment like that, you know it will be just.
如果神是这样审判的结果，那必然是公义的。
Yeah. Finally, there are some genuine disciples as well, of course.
但是我们必须要说是有真门徒的。
And these people, they want to be loyal to Jesus.
他们想要做主忠心的门徒。
And they care about obeying him.
他们想要跟他们想要顺服主。
Even though our obedience is imperfect, but it's okay. God looks at our heart just like we look at our little children, and He sees that we are striving to learn to follow Him, striving to obey Him. That's what He cares about.
虽然这个顺服是不完全的，但是就像父母亲看小孩子一样，天父也知道我们是在努力的想要顺服他的旨意。
That's a huge difference. So we're never talking about perfection because that's impossible in the human condition. We're talking about, is there this desire? Do we see evidence of this desire to really want to know God, to know His will, to follow Him, to obey Him?
所以我们在这里并不是说要做得完美，而是说到我们有没有这个意愿，要来更多的认识神，更多的遵行他的旨意，更多的跟随他。
And because this becomes their new way of life, little by little, there's a process and we discover that little by little, They know God better and better, more and more intimately.
因为他们活出这个，活在这个新生命里，所以渐渐的他们就更多明白神的旨意，更多的知道主。
And for them, they will never hear that word of depart from me. Why? Because it's different. They have responded to the light. They have embraced the light. And they know that it's all about Jesus. And so they spend the rest of their life learning to respond to Jesus' voice, being led by Jesus, being taught by Jesus, even if imperfectly.
所以对他们来说，他们对这个新的生命，对耶稣的话，他们是一个欢迎的态度，愿意顺服的态度，完全不一样。
And over time, they discover they really want to obey the Lord. They discover, wow, Lord, your way is better than my way. Yeah.
渐渐的，他们会发现主的道路高过我们的道路，他们愿意遵行。
This is the end of the message. I'm sorry, I think I went a little bit late. How about you? Yeah. How about you? Which category of people are you in?
所以我们现在要到这个今天信息的结尾。那么这个对我们有什么应用?
Through God's help, through God's mercy, through God's grace, are you concerned about knowing God and doing His will?
借着神的给我们的帮助 和扶持，你是不是对于了解跟遵行神的旨意重视？
This seems to be central to Jesus. This seems to be of supreme importance. Not perfection, but are you on a path where you're learning to respond to Him and know Him and do His will?
对于耶稣来说，这是非常重要的。你是不是有这个意愿，行在这个正路上，跟随他？
Are you cultivating a relationship with God?
你是不是在努力地培养跟神的有正确的关系？
Does Jesus' teaching today unsettle you?
耶稣今天所教导的话是不是让你觉得有点不安？
Sometimes it unsettles me.
像有的时候我们是感觉到不安的。
So it's okay if you want to be honest with yourself. You know, it's sometimes I need that. It's like a wake-up call, you know.
有的时候诚实地说，那是我们所需要的警醒的。
If you feel a little bit unsettled when you encounter these kinds of passages, maybe that's a good thing.
所以他如果是让你有点不安的话，可能是一个好事情。
So here's the question is, the question is never with Jesus, do you believe? That's too simple. The question is not do you believe. The question is, are you a follower of Jesus Christ?
所以在这里这个问题从来不是一个简单的说你相不相信，而是问题是说你是不是主的门徒。
If you are truly a genuine disciple, then enter God's kingdom come through Jesus, walking a narrow path. It's a different path. Heeding His words of warning to do His will and to do His ways. That's my invitation today as I close.
如果你是真门徒的话，请你进入这个通过这个窄门，就是主他自己，然后走在这个窄路上。你愿意你今天听到这个警讯。
Some people have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. Yeah. They deny the authority of God. And Paul talks about that in 2 Timothy 3:5. So you have to go beyond that kind of nonsense. Yeah.
所以有的时候有一种除去外貌的敬虔，保罗在提摩太后书3:5也讲到，所以重要的是我们是否真愿意遵行神的旨意。那才是真敬虔。
Right. God is never impressed with just a form or an appearance of righteousness or godliness. He is never impressed with. He can see through that it's 是假的。
神并不要一个只有外表的那种假的敬虔。
Right. Last word. How will you respond to the message? Will you just leave today and go back and just live one more day like you always live? Or will you say today,Lord, I heard you. I want to respond.
我们还要问自己，今天我们听了这个信息后，我们有什么样的反应？是不是听完了以后，我们仍然过我们的生活照旧？还是说，主啊，我听到你跟我说什么了？
So when I meet with groups of disciples now, we always end our time now with make an I will statement. That means that, Lord, I have heard you. I know that you are speaking to us, and now I am going to declare my response.Before you and before my brothers and sisters.
所以我当我讲到结束的时候，我总是希望有这样一个我愿意的这样一个宣告，就是我们对神的话的一个回应。
And we see these statements, these declarations throughout the Psalms and other places where people are talking to God, it always begins with, I will.
在诗篇里面和圣经其他地方，你有看到许多这样的宣告，它总是从我愿意开始。
So this is my declaration before you.
这就是我自己的一个宣告。
I will respond to today's message personally. Yeah.
我对今天的信息，我自己要有个回应。
And I will allow the Spirit of God to examine me.
要神的灵检查我。
And to respond to Jesus' invitation to enter into His kingdom, a better life.
接受耶稣的邀请，进入这个永生，进入神的国度。
No longer simply trusting in a sinner's prayer.
不是只是靠一个罪认罪祷告。
But trusting in Jesus.
但我要信靠耶稣。
Learning to obey His voice.
学习怎样顺服他的
话语。You can say that's fine, yeah. And to be led by His Spirit to do His will.
在圣灵领导下行他的旨意。
And I do this not alone, but I do it with other brothers and sisters who are in the body of Christ.
不但我自己，也和基督身体里其他弟兄姐妹一同这样做。
That's my response.
这是我的回应。
What is your response today?
那么你的回应是什么呢？
Thank you for letting me share.
感谢主，我们分享这些信息。